Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move, the Union Cabinet has approved four major economic decisions, including the 33,660 crore Bhavya Industrial Park Scheme and the 2,584 crore Small Hydro Power Scheme, signaling a major push towards India's economic growth and self-reliance. First, let's delve into the Bhavya scheme, which stands for Bharat Audyogik Vikas Yojana. This centrally sponsored scheme aims to develop 100 plug-and-play industrial parks across India, with each park spanning between 100 to 1,000 acres, depending on the location and industrial demand. What makes this significant is that these parks will come pre-built with roads, power, water, drainage, and digital infrastructure, allowing companies to start operations immediately without facing land or approval delays. The National Industrial Corridor Development Corporation Limited, under the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, will implement this scheme. Financial assistance of up to 1 crore per acre will be provided for core infrastructure, and the scheme is expected to generate around 15 lakh direct jobs. Remember this number, 15 lakh direct jobs. The Bhavya scheme is also designed with a green mandate, focusing on renewable energy integration and water and waste management within the parks, aligning with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Viksit Bharat 2047. Now, let's turn to the Small Hydropower Development Scheme, which has been approved with a total outlay of 2,584.60 crore, targeting the installation of around 1,500 megawatts of small hydro capacity by 2031. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy will oversee this scheme, which will focus on small hydro projects with a capacity of 1 to 25 megawatts, particularly in hilly states and the northeastern states, where there is high untapped small hydro potential. Financial assistance will be provided, with 3.6 crore per megawatt or 30% of the project cost, up to a maximum of 30 crore per project for the northeastern states and border districts, and 2.4 crore per megawatt or 20% of the project cost, up to a maximum of 20 crore per project for other states. The scheme also allocates 30 crore to help states prepare 200 detailed project reports for future projects, expecting around 15,000 crore of private and state investment to be leveraged. Note this carefully, the scheme aims to support India's commitment to achieving 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030. Building on this, the Cabinet also approved 1,718.56 crore in MSP-based cotton procurement support for 60 lakh cotton farmers for the 2023-24 season, settling dues under the Cotton Corporation of India operations. The minimum support price guarantees farmers a floor price, and when market prices fall below the MSP, the government procures cotton at the MSP. The Cotton Corporation of India, under the Ministry of Textiles, procures cotton at the MSP when prices fall below support levels and later sells it in the market. Cotton is India's top cash crop, with India being the world's largest producer of cotton, and around 6 million farmers cultivating it across approximately 6.5 million hectares of land. The major cotton-producing states include Maharashtra, Gujarat, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan, and Punjab. Now, let's move on to the Barabanki-Bahraich NH927 highway, which has been approved for four-laning at a cost of 6,969 crore under the hybrid annuity mode. This 101.515 kilometers access-controlled four-lane highway will connect Barabanki to Bahraich in Uttar Pradesh, improving access to the Tehri Belt and the Dudhwa National Park region, and boosting trade with Nepal. The hybrid annuity model involves the government funding 40% of the project cost upfront, with the remaining 60% paid as annuity to the private developer over 15 years. And here is something that surprises many students: the Indian Ocean ship Sagar, which commenced its second edition on 16 March 2026, with the Indian Navy leading a maritime training initiative with personnel from 16 Indian Ocean Naval Symposium nations. The Sagar Doctrine, articulated by Prime Minister Modi in 2015, stands for security and growth for all in the region, and this initiative aims to promote maritime cooperation and security among the participating nations. The training includes shore-based training at Indian naval establishments in Kochi, followed by sea deployment on an Indian naval ship. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it's essential to note that these developments are relevant to your UPSC preparation, particularly in the context of GS3, covering topics such as industrial policy, ease of doing business, manufacturing sector, and India's maritime strategy. Now, let's turn to the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026, which opened on 19 March 2026 in New Delhi. This major international conference and exhibition for the power sector is organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry in partnership with the Ministry of Power, focusing on themes such as clean energy transition, power sector infrastructure, smart grids, and energy storage. India's power sector has achieved significant milestones, with an installed capacity of over 942 gigawatts, of which around 45% is from non-fossil fuels. With that background in place, let's look at the Supreme Court's ruling on maternity leave for adoptive mothers, which declared 12-week maternity leave a fundamental right for all adoptive mothers, regardless of the child's age, striking down a provision of the Code on Social Security, 2020. The court's reasoning was that India's legal adoption process typically takes more than 3 months, and restricting leave to children under 3 months effectively denied the benefit to most adoptive mothers. This ruling is based on the right to dignity and reproductive autonomy under Article 21 of the Constitution. Now, let's lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Bhavya scheme has an outlay of 33,660 crore for 100 industrial parks, with financial assistance of up to 1 crore per acre. The small hydropower development scheme has an outlay of 2,584.60 crore, targeting 1,500 megawatts of small hydro capacity by 2031. The Cotton Corporation of India has approved 1,718.56 crore for cotton procurement support for 60 lakh farmers. The Barabanki-Bahraich NH927 highway will be four-laned at a cost of 6,969 crore. The Indian Ocean Ship Sagar involves 16 Indian Ocean Naval Symposium nations. The Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 focuses on clean energy transition and power sector infrastructure. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments are relevant to your preparation, particularly in the context of GS2, covering topics such as India's maritime strategy, and GS3, covering topics such as industrial policy, ease of doing business, and manufacturing sector. In conclusion, these recent developments highlight India's efforts towards economic growth, self-reliance, and cooperation with other nations, and it's essential to stay updated on these topics for your UPSC preparation. The significance of these developments lies in their potential to shape India's future, both domestically and internationally, and understanding these topics will be crucial for your success in the UPSC exams.